Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment. Descend with all your brilliant light, O ray of God, that we might see the singular shadow of the cross cast in one unwavering place. Be near to us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was a boy, I used to spend the night at my grandparents' house, as we are all wont to do as children. Whammy and Grampy's house, that was their names, still are their names. Still call and talk to them from time to time. But when I would spend the night at their house, wake up early in the morning, and I would watch the sun begin to climb in the eastern sky, just edging its way over the horizon, I'd watch it, and I was fascinated with its movements, that flaming ball of gas and fire slowly shifting minute by minute up into the sky. I was particularly fascinated while I was at their house, not so much at my house, because, you see, my grandmother had this strange flat disc on a stake that had been hammered right next to her flower beds. And that disc was ringed by Roman numerals, and in the center of the disc there was this little thing that looked like a shark fin protruding out, a sundial. And so when the sun got a ways up and it just started climbing above those red hills in the east, I would run outside, shade my eyes kind of to get a sense of where the sun was at, and then look down at the flat disc. Ah, the shadow of the fin is on the X. 10 o'clock! It's 10 o'clock! Run back inside, play with my G.I. Joes. 25 minutes later, door bursts open. I go running back out again. Look at the sun in the sky, it's moved a little bit up. Look down at the disc, and already the shadow is moving towards the XI, 11. 10:30, I don't know. Run back in. The only thing I could count on with the movement of the sun, that wild star plowing its way across the blue sky, was that it would never be in the same place minute by minute. It was always changing, it was always shifting. And every time it changed and shift, the shadow around the dial would turn and move, giving me a sense of the time, right? The only thing I could count on, the only thing I could trust, was that the sun kept changing its position. And in many ways, I think this is how we imagine God often. We imagine God as some massive divine sun that rises in the east, creeping up over the horizon. A fresh-faced God who begins the race across the sky with much to learn, growing, evolving, changing, shifting minute by minute in the heavens, and casting shadows that spin around the dial of our lives. Makes sense. This is how we feel about life. This is how we act in life. We are creatures that are always changing, shifting and moving, evolving and continually changing positions. Not just in terms of the years of our lives, but also in terms of our opinions and our positions on various matters. You can run outside and look at where we are in the sky, so to speak, and then look down at the dial. Ah! X! 10 o'clock! Hour later, XI! 11 o'clock! We're always changing. Sometimes for the better, but sometimes the change is a symbol that we are not reliable, that we are unstable. We're convinced we're going to give Cynthia the job, right? She gets there early in the morning. She works late. You will have the promotion. You're here, but now we're going to move you up here. I'm at 10 o'clock, Cynthia. I'm at 10 o'clock. Look at my position in the sky and look at the shadow. And then, well, Mark's father is our second largest supplier. So, okay, Mark gets the promotion. Sorry, Cynthia, I'm at 3 now. 3 o'clock. The three eyes together. 3 o'clock. We're always shifting and changing, sometimes for the better, but often as a sign that we just are unstable, not trustworthy. And of course, this is what we think of in relation to God. God shifting and changing, projecting our fluctuations onto Him. And it makes some sense, right? There are days when we run outside and we look at the dial and we could swear it's on X10, and we see the sun in the sky of our lives, and we feel like God is focused toward us in a certain way. Okay, God is favorable towards me. And then an hour later, we could swear that He's moved position and that the shadow on the dial has shifted, because we feel like God's not that wild about me now. He's changed His mind. God always moving and changing. And we wonder, can I trust God? It's a question that burns and sears our souls in those moments when we can smell the astringent cleaner in the hospital, as we fiddle with the IV in the back of our hand. Can I really trust God? Or is He like that wild star plowing His way across the blue sky, always moving, always changing, always pushing that shadow around the dial? We're not alone in our wondering. The readers of St. James's epistle also wondered. Also wondered if the fluctuations in their lives were a sign of a fluctuation in who God is. Their lives were one big mass of sin and failure and hardship and ups and downs. And they wondered, does this reflect God's attitude towards me? Does it reflect a continual vacillation in the nature of God? That He is some divine sun that's constantly moving, constantly spinning the shadow around the dial. They wondered, can I trust God in life, but also in death? Can I trust God? This morning, St. James, the aged bishop of Jerusalem, takes us by the hand. He opens Whammy's door, takes us outside. He points to that burning sun of righteousness there in the heavens. And then he gestures towards the sundial beside the flower bed. Look. We look up and then we look down, shading our eyes and then staring at the Roman numerals and where the fin's shadow is located. He takes us back inside. An hour later, he pulls us back out. All right, look, see the position? Look, see the shadow? We shade our eyes, frown, look down at the sundial. Nothing has changed. It's still on the X. 10. It hasn't moved. My brothers and sisters, says St. James, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by those who suggest otherwise, that God is not trustworthy. God is the Father of lights, from whom comes every good gift, and with whom there is no change or turning shadow. God does not change. Yes, says the aged bishop, in one sense, God is like a blazing sun of light. He is the Father of lights Himself. He is the triune one who pours out his gift upon a dark world. And yet, unlike that star that's always moving in the sky, God stands still. God does not change or move. He does not vacillate. He does not shift the shadows. He only casts a singular shadow. One place, all the time, unchanging, unmoving. Can God be trusted, you ask? James points again to the sundial, to the sun in the sky. Look. They look, shading our eyes, then looking down again at the dial. Has it changed? No? No? And what is this one shadow? We stare hard at the shadow. A sign of God's unchangeableness. The shadow of two beams hammered together. God does not change. He is the giver of every good gift. God does not steer away when things get hard. When we would shift our position in the sky as difficulty arises, when death would rear its head, God holds the course. God does not change. He will give all. He will not change, even if it kills him. This morning, as you and I ask, can I trust God? Will he change on me? This morning, each of us will come forward and stretch out our hands, and God will place in them the sign of that shadow that does not shift on the dial. The shadow that he casts on this world. The shadow of the cross. A gift. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee. God is the giver of all good gifts. He does not change. He does not fluctuate. He doesn't have bad days and ups and downs. He is simply the one who gives. And so he can be trusted. He will not abandon us. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.